Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week. On the website of Psychology Today, a psychologist named Matt James blogs, a reaction and a response may look exactly alike, but they feel different. He writes, for example, say you're approached by a panhandler on the street, and you give that person money. It's a reaction if you gave that money out of fear or embarrassment or guilt. It's a response if you gave that money from a solid sense of, I'm here to help my fellow human being, whatever form. Or say that you didn't give that person money. Again, it's a reaction if you didn't give the money out of fear, disgust, or anger. It's a response if you didn't give the money because you decide it's wiser to give your money elsewhere. Reaction, response. He says, we all know the difference. The point is that the more reacting we do, the less empowered we are. The more reacting we do, the less empowered we are. One of the things we can certainly say about Holy Week is that it is filled with emotion. There's high emotion as Jesus rides in early in the week. There is debate and argument with religious leaders during the week. There's the cleansing of the temple. And on the night Jesus is betrayed, there is so much understandable emotion. There's so much reacting, and much of it is tragic. We read in John's Gospel, so Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them, who are you looking for? They answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus replied, I am he. Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, I am he, they stepped back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them, whom are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go. This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave to me. Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me? Interestingly, John's Gospel is the only one that mentions Peter, as he names Peter, as the one who attacked the slave of the high priest who was in the arrest party. John's Gospel is also the only one that gives the slave's name. Peter will be the one who will, later that night, vigorously deny that he was with Jesus. His own form of betrayal, if you will. Except put yourself in Peter's shoes. He's your beloved teacher, the one that you care about as much as anyone else on earth, has been betrayed and arrested. How do you react? And then it seems like they're coming for you next. How do you react? Peter's reactions that night are not that surprising when we put them in context, when we think about, well, what would we do in his shoes? In some ways, they're very human reactions. He feels backed into a corner. And his reactions, particularly like drawing a sword and striking the slave of the high priest, that sounds very powerful. But here is the question. If he reacted and couldn't help doing what he did because he felt emotional in that moment, he was angry, he was scared, was he empowered or was he helpless when he did that? Was he empowered or was he helpless? Jesus is actually the one who's under the greatest threat. He tries to get them all off the hook. And yet, Jesus is the one who's calm. Jesus is decided. Jesus is intentional. There's a difference. Jesus is committed to a path and a plan. And that path and plan is rooted in his connection with God and his mission. Jesus is living a big story here. He is bringing to fulfillment the promises of the Old Testament. So many promises and themes and stories and narratives in the Old Testament, hundreds of years of history. He is bringing them all to fulfillment in his life, in his actions, in his words, in his sacrifice. And this enables him, knowing what he is doing and why, it enables him to transcend instinctual, reactive responses and instead choose his response. Make his commitment. Make his choice. He's not entirely peaceful. We have read that he is wrestling with his fate in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he is rooted in this connection with God the Father. And because he decides to walk the path he's walking, he is not helpless. He is empowered in his decisions. He has responded to what is before him. He has responded to a situation rather than reacted. He's chosen to be the suffering servant. He's chosen to be the one who would redeem us all. And that is the power of decision. Even as everyone else is reacting out of anger, fear, politics, committing acts of violence, Jesus has a vision for the redemption of humanity and the coming kingdom of God, and he follows that path by choice. It's a response to life. During Holy Week, we have lots of choices regarding how we move through life. We can be casual, distracted, reactive, shallow, glued to our tablets or computers or phones, or we can fix our eyes on Jesus. And like him, we can be intentional, decided, empowered as we work for the coming of God's kingdom to earth. Let's pray. This evening, dear God, help us to fix our minds and hearts upon Jesus, the suffering servant, who draws us together in a community of compassion and love. Even as you transform the reactivity and the powerlessness of Peter into a man one day of apostolic power, help us to transcend our weaknesses into empowered love.